For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is pushing back after a federal sentencing memo said he directed his attorney to violate campaign finance laws. In an interview, the president said he's not concerned about possibly being impeached and says he thinks people would revolt if that happened. The president told writers, "It's hard to impeach somebody who hasn't done anything wrong." He also claimed that payments made by his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, didn't violate campaign finance laws. In court documents, prosecutors say the payments were directed by the president, and they do violate those laws. The president is also now saying there were actually contacts with Russians and members of his campaign before the election, but he says the talks were, quote, peanut stuff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The odds of a pre-Christmas government shutdown seem to have increased after a contentious meeting between the president and Democratic congressional leaders.
I understand it was a rather spirited meeting.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell referring to the meeting in the Oval Office with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Schumer says it's up to the president.
We gave the president two options that would keep the government open. It's his choice to accept one of these options or shut the government down.
Meanwhile, McConnell is holding out hope they can work it out.
With maximum cooperation, magic things happen at Christmas.
A plea hearing for an alleged Russian agent has been delayed by one day. Maria Butina is now cooperating with prosecutors and offering a window into how she worked at the direction of a Russian official to infiltrate political groups like the National Rifle Association. Butina is poised to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy in federal court on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows might be on President Trump's list of candidates, replacing John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. My life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can't say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
It's going to be one that he gets to pick from a lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. And so right now I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet at the same time, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
A manhunt is continuing for the lone gunman who opened fire in Strasbourg, France at a Christmas market, killing two people. Counter-terrorist investigators have taken charge of the case as they know the gunman and he has links to radicalism. The town of Strasbourg is still on lockdown while the manhunt continues. A dozen people were injured in the shooting. For USA Radio News.